Party Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Good afternoon, it's Glenn the Outlaw here. Today is Tuesday, March 9th, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wauchula. Your local news, the Hardy County Supervisor of Elections, Diane Smith, is pleased to announce a scholarship opportunity through the Florida State Association of Supervisors of Election, known as FSE. FSE will award three $1,200 scholarships again this year. Students must be a political science, public administration, business administration, or journalism mass communications major who have completed 2 years of junior college or undergraduate work. Students must be enrolled as a full-time student in a Florida senior college or university. No postgraduate or second degree students are eligible. The completed scholarship application, a resume, and two letters of recommendations must be submitted to the Supervisor of Elections office in which the applicant is registered to vote by March 26, 2021. You may pick up a copy of the scholarship guidelines at either the Hardy County Supervisor of Elections office, South Florida State College Wauchula campus, or Hardy Senior High School. And your news here in Hardy County, the Hardy County Sheriff's Office has located a bicycle in the area of Burton Street in Wauchula. If this is your bicycle, please contact the Hardy County Sheriff's Office property section at 863-773-0304, extension 229, and describe the item. If no contact is made by June 9th, the item will be destroyed per Florida state statutes. Once again, if you are missing your bicycle on Burton Street, please call the Hardy County Sheriff's Office property section at 863-773-0304, extension 229, and describe the item. And the Wauchula Police Department received a report yesterday morning from a resident who reported an attempted IRS scam. This complaint advised they received a telephone call from 863-773-6880 and a message was left purporting to be a representative from the IRS. This telephone number is associated with a local business here and is not related to the IRS. If you have received a telephone call from this number and you are not expecting a call from a local business, simply hang up. Do not provide any personal information to anyone over the telephone unless you initiated the phone call and are sure of the identity of the person to whom you are speaking with. Your local events here in Wauchula, members of the Hardy County Sheriff's Office will be serving citizens in a different way on March 13th, 2021 by waiting on tables at the Double J Restaurant, 1341 U.S. Highway 17 South in Wauchula, from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. for Tip-A-Cop. All tips and donation received by Hardy County Sheriff's Office members will go towards supporting the 2021 Law Enforcement Torch Run for Special Olympics Florida. Please join them for breakfast on Saturday, March 13th, and enjoy being waited on by some very special servers. Your jobs here in Hardy County, Big T Tire Company is looking for a cashier, a high school diploma or GED, and 1 year of customer service experience are preferred. R Riveter is looking for an office administrator, a high school diploma or GED, and 1 year of customer service experience are preferred, and 3 years of Microsoft Office experience are required. And First Southern Bank is looking for a bank teller, a high school diploma or GED, 3 years of cash handling, and 1 year of banking experience are preferred. All of these jobs and more, you can find at Indeed.com. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, the Wauchula Police Department, the Bowling Green Police Department, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. to ensure that it's securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Remember to do the same with your vehicles, removing any valuables from the inside by doing a 9 p.m. routine each and every night. You make your home a safer home and reduce the chances of home invasion and burglary by criminals. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, HardyMIDDAY@gmail.com. If you have an event coming up and you have a brochure, pamphlet, or flyer available for it, we would love for you to send it to us as well. They'll greatly assist us when we read them on the air for you. Coming up, your local weather report and forecast, plus your agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will return in just a moment.
Hey, it's me. I lost my wallet. Yeah, it must have happened yesterday afternoon. Cash, checks, debit card? No, all of it. Yeah, I looked everywhere. Well, my rent's due. I'll need it this week. You will? Have I ever told you how much I love you guys?
She's not talking to her father. First National Bank of Wauchula. What is your bank doing for you?
At First National Bank of Wauchula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wauchula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. It's time now for your weather report and forecast. 73 degrees out, feels like 76, mostly sunny, no predicted chance of rain. Air quality is fair, the maximum UV index is 7 high. Winds east-northeast at 14 miles an hour with gusts up to 21. The humidity is ideal, 42%, dew point 48. Cloud cover 10%, the visibility 10 miles, and the cloud ceiling all the way up at 30,000 feet. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wauchula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs, last updated 11:25 a.m. Eastern Time. This afternoon, mostly sunny, highs in the mid-70s, east winds 10 to 15 miles an hour, with gusts up to 25. Tonight, clear, lows in the mid-50s, northeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Wednesday, sunny, highs in the upper 70s, east winds 10 to 15 miles per hour, with gusts up to 25. And Wednesday night, mostly clear, lows in the mid-50s, northeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. That is your Hardy Midday weather report and forecast. Let's go now to your agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. While the volume of ag exports is projected to expand from 2021 to 2030, U.S. exports of major crop and livestock commodities are also expected to face stiff competition from other exporters like Brazil and the EU. AgriMarketing.com reports U.S. exports of corn and cotton are expected to remain the world's largest, but average U.S. market shares for nearly all commodities are expected to slip over the decade. Brazil is expected to expand planted acres, increasing export share of corn, soy, cotton, poultry, beef, and pork. Hail as a defense against erosion and nutrient loss during fallow seasons, cover crops, according to USDA economists, are being planted on a larger portion of U.S. cropland than ever before. According to Agriculture.com, plantings expanded 50% in a five-year period, but still, only 5% of cropland are sown with them, and incentive payments have been an important factor. Some 15.4 million acres were planted with cover crops in 2017. One of Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack's top priorities will be making sure Canada and Mexico live up to their promises under the U.S.-Mexico-Canada Agreement. AgriPulse.com reports Vilsack met virtually with Canada's agriculture minister and Mexico's ag secretary in separate meetings last week. But Canada, Vilsack says, which the U.S. is already accusing of falling short in its dairy commitments, is the immediate priority.
When disaster strikes, keeping in touch with family and friends and reaching public safety officials is critical. To prepare for power outages caused by severe weather or other conditions, you should create an emergency communication plan. First, check important cell phone contacts, including doctors, veterinarians, utilities, and insurance companies, and note local non-emergency numbers. Store at least one contact as in case of emergency, and make sure that person knows if you have medical issues. Also, make sure everyone in your house knows how to text. Check backup batteries for all your phones and fully charge cell phones, batteries, and rechargers. Sign up to receive mobile phone alerts. Back up and print out important personal data. You might buy a battery-operated, solar-powered, or hand-cranked radio or portable TV to monitor news. Start preparing today. For more info, go to fcc.gov/emergency.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update.
So, you're looking to finance a new irrigation system?
That's right.
Great. At what interest rate?
0%.
Okay. And how big of a down payment?
$0.
Sure. You'll start making payments when?
Nothing for 18 months.
I see. Is there anything else you'd like?
Yeah, how about a few $1,000 with a free bonus equipment?
I'm sorry. You'll have to see your local Zimatic dealer to get that kind of bargain. Or visit lindsay.com/offer for details.
With your Southeast Regional Ag Report, I'm Trevor Williams. Corn growers across the Southeast are either in the beginning or soon to be planting corn crops for this year. One important thing to remember when planting is choosing the right corn starter fertilizer, which is critical to protect your yield potential later in the season. Greg Vincent is a district manager with Ag Spectrum and the Maximum Farming System from Missouri. He says setting up the plant to get early phosphorus uptake is critically important early in the corn plant's life.
Most people, when they're choosing a starter, they're really kind of choosing it for the wrong reason a lot of times, is that they think they want that pop-up to get it up out of the ground fast. And that's important that it gets up and growing fast, but the real reason you should be using a starter fertilizer is for the phosphorus uptake, because the critical time for corn to develop really its yield potential early on anyway is at the V3 stage. And what that is determined by is the kernel count around the corn ear, and that's really driven by phosphorus uptake by V3 to V5.
Phosphorus doesn't become available until soil temperature reaches 60 degrees for almost 2 weeks and microbial activity increases. Vincent says it's important to choose the right starter fertilizer that has nutrients readily available from the start of the growing season.
If you can find a starter cooked into a nutrient form, so that means it's available immediately to the plant. It's also in a lower pH, so it's not tied up by the calcium in the soil, because calcium and phosphorus naturally tie up.
Here's farmer and landowner John Prue.
We purchased the land about 3 years ago, and there was an old farmstead on there with trees. We were going to clear the land so we could farm through it. We thought we knew where the pipe was, so we didn't call to get it located. The work on our property led to the damage of a light crude pipeline. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but it could have been much worse.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety campaign.
Impressions. On social media, they're peddled for pennies on platforms like Facebook that can be biased, even censored. So what are you really getting for your advertising dollar? I invite you to join the Southeast Regional Ag News Radio program, where our impressions are priceless, where it's impossible to put a value on information that empowers farmers and ranchers. If you're a company that values the impression you have within our ag community, support this radio station by sponsoring the Southeast Regional Ag News program.
With your Southeast Regional Ag Report, I'm Trevor Williams.
And now for your business news, the stock market report, and your sports news.
With the SRN News Business Brief, I'm Rich Thomason. It was a higher open this morning for Wall Street, with the NASDAQ leading the way, soaring more than 3% at mid-morning, the high-tech index trying to rebound from its recent losses. The world economy is bouncing back from the pandemic crisis faster than expected, thanks in part to successful coronavirus vaccines and U.S. stimulus. That's according to a new forecast from the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development. Kia is telling owners of nearly 380,000 vehicles in the U.S. to park them outdoors due to the risk of an engine compartment fire. The Korean automaker is recalling certain 2017 through 2021 Sportage SUVs, also being recalled 2017 through 19 Cadenza sedans, so the problem can be fixed. With business, Samrat Thomason.
With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Frost. Top-ranked Gonzaga racked up another lopsided win, blowing past St. Mary's 78-55 of the West Coast Conference Tournament semifinals Monday night. The 25-0 Bulldogs dominated from a big opening run and led by 18 at the half to cruise into their nation-best 24th conference tournament title game. Drew Timmy, who scored 18 points, was asked about his team's number one ranking and likely top seed in the upcoming NCAA tournament.
To be honest, we don't really care about the rankings. Coach V, you know, he does a great job of lighting into us a lot and keeping us humble. So, you know, we just stick to who we are.
The Zags will play BYU tonight for a chance to win their ninth WCC title in 11 years. The Cougars were an 82-77 overtime winner over Pepperdine last night. Troy beat Louisiana Lafayette 73-65 to claim the Sun Belt Conference tournament and an automatic bid in the NCAA tournament. This is SRN Sports. On the NHL ice, Minnesota Black Vegas 2-0 as the Wild snap the West Division leading Golden Knights six-game winning streak. Knights goaltender Marc-Andre Fleury says the Wild did a great job stifling his team defensively.
I think tonight they defended well. They capitalized early in the game. We just couldn't get it back, but yeah, it was a close game all night long.
Johan Larson tipped in the go-ahead goal with 15:54 remaining as Arizona beat Colorado 3-2. Pair of overtime winners, San Jose 3-2 over St. Louis, and Anaheim 6, Los Angeles 5. Vancouver was a shootout winner over Montreal 2-1, while Edmonton beat Ottawa 3-2. Right-hander Jake Odorizzi and the Houston Astros have finalized a $20 million two-year contract. An all-star with the Twins in 2019, Odorizzi was limited to four starts last season because of injuries. Chicago's two Major League Baseball teams will be allowed to host just over 8,000 fans each starting on opening day. With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Foss.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday today, brought to you by the great folks in friendly service you'll always find at Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue, right here in Wauchula. Your quote for the day: one day you're the best thing since sliced bread, the next you're toast. Tune in tomorrow for the latest in Hardy County news and information. I've been Glenn, and we will see you then. Have a great rest of your day, folks. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.